This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned in another episode that I'm not wearing a mask. They were, governments around the country, state governments are mandating masks, wear masks. Maryland and some other states mandating it. If you're on this public transportation, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you right now, I'm not wearing a mask. If I were in those places, I wouldn't wear a mask and I would demand, arrest me. Arrest me. I want you to arrest me for something as silly as wearing a mask. Because when I get to court, I'm going to ask for all the evidence that says to you, you could do something like this. I'm going to look at the number of people who've died from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, and I'm going to compare it to the seasonal flu. And I'm going to compare it to accidents. And I'm going to compare it to heart disease. And I'm going to compare it to abortion. I'm going to say, dude, you'd be better off keeping me away from a black woman's womb than you would from trying to keep me separated from Chinese Wuhan, because that's the most dangerous place in the country. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Yeah, test me. Sue me. Because I'm not wearing your stinking mask. You can't mandate I wear a mask. I am a free freaking Negro. Thank you. Thank you, Abraham Lincoln. Thank you, brother. I'm a free Negro. Free range Negro is what I call myself. I'm not one of these cooped up Negroes on that plantation, in that coop. Nope. I'm free. And you are not going to... What next, Kevin? You cannot wear Speedos? Says who, baby? Says who? What are you going to tell me next? You can't wear a hat. You can't wear fake contacts. You can't, get a boob job? I can do any of that. I mean, I may not do it, but I can because I'm a free-range Negro. The Bill of Rights tells me what I can and can't do. But, by the way, my creator tells me what I can and can't do. If I'm not harming you and I'm following societal norms and, Kevin, the mask is a societal norm. Since when? Since when? Pandemics, we've survived major pandemics throughout mankind. We have the best ability to fight this crap than at any time in history. Do you know supercomputer? You don't even need these scientists trying to design stuff now. You can practically, because of artificial intelligence, put in the information you want on a disease and a doggone computer will practically give you the cure. I'm not even exaggerating this. Why do you think we can respond so quickly? Oh, Kevin, viruses mutate. Yeah, guess what? Men's minds mutate. They understand the virus. You look at what the virus did. You put it in a computer model, and the computer says, add a drop of chloroquine. That'll do it. It knows how to mix the formulas. I mean, it's amazing what we can do now, technologically and medically speaking. And they want you to wear a mask. Oh, I'm going to wear it. Confront. You want to be, I'm a conformist. I'll do it. I say to leftists, if you are afraid of being out in public, stay home. I have a life to live. I don't have a life that says, let me put a year on hold so I can figure out, make sure I'm safe. Life is a risk. I'm not putting mine on hold because of you. I'm not. How do you feel? Look, what's funny, I came off of putting my life on hold by choice. My aunt, Melissa's aunt, falls and cracks her vertebrae on New Year's Eve, 2 years ago, and ends up moving in with me for that length of time. Just send her back home. Life on hold. Life on hold. Can't travel, can't do this weekend shot, because she had caregivers throughout the week. But on the weekend, you got to do her bowel movement, you got to do all these things. Things that she never anticipated. Strong woman, a horseman. She's got to do all that stuff for her now. Her body doesn't regulate the way it does. Life on hold. Choice. Wear a mask? Screw you. Not my choice. I'm not sick. I feel like my immune system can handle it because I live a decent life. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. drink occasionally, but not much. I'm living life. I'm living large. I'm not putting my life, you know, in your, oh, the government will do well by you. Yeah. I seem to remember this thing called the Tuskegee experiment where they gave black men syphilis. No, I don't think I'm going to trust the government. The world, folks, is going to continue moving with or without you. If you want to stay home, if you believe you're important enough to put on a mask, I guarantee you the world will spit you out. Don't show up to work for a week and think that the job has shut down. Yeah, don't show up. They will fill that void. It's called filling a hole. It's a scientific principle. It's down to the molecular level. If there is a void, something will step in and fill the void. Stick your finger in water and see how important you are. Just pull it out. Ask yourself, you're the finger. Put your finger in that water. Fill that hole. Think you're important. Pull it out. Because that's how important you are. A Connecticut attorney is suing Governor Ned Lamont over the executive order that's requiring people to wear face coverings to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And I applaud this man. And here's why I'm telling you, you are winning. The Wuhan virus is, it'll be gone. They got to shift gears now. They got to shift gears. They got to continue to try to kill the economy because they can't do it with the Wuhan virus. They're going to pull the, oh, we're not going to, like Garcetti in L.A., we're not going to have big concerts or anything in L.A. for a while. Fine, but your people are going to go back to work. With or without you, the black market's going to, is already at work. The black market never quit working the whole time. You're going out looking for toilet paper. There were people plotting to disrupt your life. Anyway, a criminal defense attorney in Stanford filed a lawsuit claiming that Lamont's order is unconstitutional and infringes on, quote, individual freedoms and liberties. This measure has pushed me over the edge because I don't wear a mask, and I don't think I should be forced to wear a mask, is what Lindy Urso said to the newspaper. She says, they've stirred up fear over this stupid Chinese Wuhan virus, and it is unwarranted fear. And she's going to win this case because the governments that are doing this don't have any evidence to tell you this is what you should be doing. They can't even compare it to a regular flu. So how do you think they're going to, they can try to make you do this? I refuse to do it. I will not comply. Why am I telling it to you like this? Because I want you to get a freaking backbone. I want you to recognize when you're being played, when a game is being played on you. You can just suddenly, okay, everybody's got to stay at home. That's a public health scare. Not based on any science, as they like to say. Now, if you go out, you're going to wear a mask. Well, what else can you make me wear? What else are you going to make me do? You should be thinking about this, people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know when you're winning, folks. You know when you're winning the battle of the propaganda. The propaganda battle, however you want to say it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You are winning because you have the truth on your side. There is no propaganda with us. I don't want to infringe your rights. Now, if you're hacking and coughing and all that, I say you should go home. There was a common sense thing when I was at work. They would say things like, look, if you think you got the flu, stay home. Take a sick day. You know, do something like, if you think you have the flu, then wear a mask. If you're coughing too much and somebody from HR says, hey, listen, are you feeling good? Here's a mask. Maybe you should wear this mask. We don't want to get other employees sick. Common sense stuff. The problem is we don't have a whole lot of common sense these days because we've been run by leftists for too many decades. We got too many stupid people out there. But we're starting to make a dent. Losing the propaganda battle is the left. They can no longer set the narrative. I was talking about this governor up in Connecticut who required his constituents to wear a mask. But he also said you must, if you're unable to, quote, get this, maintain a safe social distance. Well, what is that? 6 feet? Who arbitrarily said 6 feet is a safe social distance? Is that the amount of space it takes to spit and it hit somebody? Has this been scientifically tested? Because I would love to know the lab that tested this. What if it's 4 feet? Well, we're doing 6 feet just to be safe. Okay, what if it's 8 feet and you've been in violation? Have you really tested it, or did some bureaucrat just pull a number out of his butt and say, if you're within 6 feet of someone, we're going to write you a ticket. We will arrest you. Or, as de Blasio did the other day, if you see something, say something, and everybody send him a bunch of penis pictures. I was tempted to send mine. I really was. I just didn't want to end up getting like some FBI. You sexually trafficked over to de Blasio. But he's got a lot of other people to arrest, apparently. Because people said, yeah, I see something. Bam! I hope some women send him some pics as well. I see something. Pooh! Here it is. These people have lost their minds and they want you to lose yours and give up your freedoms. And the reason why I'm talking, I'm giving you tough love today, baby. I'm the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm giving you tough love. And I'm doing it for your own good. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to be enslaved. I joked a while back. I said, it's emancipation too. This time even the white folks get freed because I'm going to free all of you. Black folks were freed in emancipation one. All of us are going to get freed this time. That's my goal, is to wake you up to you being enslaved. You are, right now, this so-called virus pandemic is making you go, well, I can kind of understand why they don't want people getting close to one another. You're wanting to give in. I'm not letting you give in. Look, people die every day. Stop buying into this idea that this is some different death. Oh, boy, this death here is more horrendous than, hey, let me tell you. Every way you die is bad. Every way you die is bad. I mean, unless you die peacefully in your sleep or maybe, you know, with your girl or something. I mean, then that's a different thing. But most of the time, death is not good. Accidental death, slip and fall, bust your head, do whatever. Do you want to know how you're going to die? Do you want to know? I don't think you do. You don't want to know how you're going to die, and you don't want to know when you're going to die. Oh, yeah, think about it. You don't. Anyway, so they are telling us that if we practice this, you know, wear these masks, it's going to make us much better citizens of the world because, you know, we won't get as sick and all these other things. Look, I don't need to wear, Kevin, wash your hands and, you know, cough into your elbow. If you're sick, stay home. Well, I don't need a government telling me stuff. You know, don't look into the sunlight through these binoculars. I don't need a warning on my binoculars or my golf range finder. I don't want to know how far it is to the sun. How far is it to the sun? I'm good. I'll use my common sense. Oh boy, we are winning, folks. Trump's daily pressers have become reality TV. They hate him so much that they're, hey, why are we even talking about this? And as they complain, they cover him. And if they don't cover him, somebody else covers him. And you know where the news goes? The news goes where Donald Trump goes. So then they said this. Well, Joe Biden, you should do your own thing. And I talked about the shadow government saying, why don't you issue your communications and you do something on the coronavirus? You know what Joe Biden said? The only person that should be talking about the coronavirus is Fauci. And they were like, that's not what we want, Joe. That's not what this was about. I can tell you right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, there is no way Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. It isn't going to happen. Trump's mastery of the media is stunning. Classes will be taught about this man and how he handles the media. Did you guys hear, you know, he said to Harvard, hey, look, you're not getting this $9 million. He goes, you may get $9 million today, but I'm going to guarantee you I'm going to make a dent in the money that you get in the future if you don't give that money back. And he said it in a press conference. You have the clip. No, we don't. So the president was asked, you know, Harvard's got a $40 billion endowment and they still got money. And he goes, I don't like that. He goes, they're one of the biggest businesses in the world. They got $40 billion. He goes, Harvard's going to give it back. He goes, and if they don't give it back, We'll get it. It's like Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Harvard, you're going to pay for that $9 million. I'm going to make you a bet. I haven't followed the story. I just saw it. Maybe it's already happened. But not only will Harvard give that money back, I guarantee you they're going to give it back with a quickness. It was an unintentional thing. We did not mean to do it. Harvard is not, well, the notion of taking money from poor people, blah, 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 blah. That's what they're going to say. We're winning, folks. You want to know what they're doing now? They want to give you some propaganda. I just saw this stay-at-home polling. This poll claims an overwhelming majority of Americans say that stay-at-home orders issued throughout the U.S. in response to the coronavirus outbreak should remain in place until health experts say it's safe to reopen. It's a new poll. Reuters Ipso found that 72% of Americans support quarantine measures remaining in effect until doctors and public health officials say it's safe. That includes 55% of Republicans, 88% of Democrats, and 70% of Independents. I'm not in that number. I don't buy it. Maybe you guys differ. 844-551-8255. Maybe you're afraid. I know my audience is over 45, over 45. Maybe you're afraid. I'm not. I'm over 45. I'm not afraid. I don't know what risk factors I have, but I'll tell you this. I call BS. I call this as another sign that they're going, oh, no, people don't want to go back to work. No, heck no. The president is moving too quickly. He better slow his roll. Because they can't convince you otherwise. They got to make you believe that you got to stay home. So here's a new poll.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing to listen to concerns from members of Congress about the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on Capitol Hill, ranking member from Ohio, Steve Shabbat, discusses the impact COVID-19 has had on small businesses.
Unfortunately, COVID-19 has devastated small businesses and their employees. As a response, Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to provide assistance to as many small businesses as possible during this emergency period.
The House is expected to vote on a funding package for small businesses later today. The brother of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is dead, another victim of COVID-19. Warren tweeted her 86-year-old brother, Don Reed, was charming, funny, and a natural leader. He joined the Air Force at 19 and spent his career in the military. You're listening to USA Radio News. Severe storms are making their way across the southeast. The southern parts of Alabama and Georgia are seeing storms and heavy rain. It comes as forecasters are predicting damaging winds, floods, hail, and isolated tornadoes for Thursday and Thursday night. Yesterday, more than 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. A movie's being made about the life of the late Whitney Houston. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Variety says the biopic is being made by music mogul Clive Davis, who's credited with finding Whitney Houston, and Bohemian Rhapsody screenwriter Anthony McCartan. They say in a statement the film will follow Houston from her musical beginnings to her tragic death, and they say it will be a, quote, joyous, emotional, and heartbreaking celebration of her life. The estate of Whitney Houston says in a statement of its own that it is, quote, more than elated to be involved in that project.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I need the theme from Shaft or something for this segment, boy. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. By the way, thanks to the thousands of people who listen to this show daily. I really appreciate you. If you could listen through Spreaker, it would be better because we get paid if you listen through Spreaker. If you're listening through iTunes or iHeart, then they aren't paying us. And we're trying to figure this stuff out. We have to figure out how do we get an RSS feed that only lets them use that particular feed. So we're still in the work, in the process of trying to get all this figured out because we got to monetize. I mean, this is too good to just not get something for it, right? At least a few thousand of you believe this because you're here every day listening to the program. And, you know, here's what I can tell you I know. I can tell my digital audience. It's easy to tell because it's the number of people that download the show or live listens or whatever. I can't tell my terrestrial audience. I know you're out there. There are times where I say, write to me. So I'll get like a ton of mail from the Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete area in Sarasota because I'm in those markets. I know. And that's a big market. That's the number 19 and the number 86 largest markets in the country. So I know what size market it is. And then there's some smaller markets. I know people get the show, but we don't get a whole lot of feedback. Occasionally. So I always want to know, where are you guys hearing me? So if you could, if it's not too big of an inconvenience, call me, 844-551-8255, and tell me, Kevin, I'm on this station in this market, and you come on at this time. If you want to send a note, just go to thekevinjacksonshow.com, send a note, and I'll get an idea of, you know, tell me again, the same thing. When do you listen to the show? What station is it on? Etc. If you're listening to the podcast, let us know. The feedback helps because we're trying to figure things out here. Because let me tell you, I have a very busy staff. We're producing movies. We're producing videos for PAX. We're producing articles for people. I mean, we are swamped, and I don't need to spend a crazy amount of time doing something that, quite frankly, isn't going to ultimately move the needle. The objective of this show is not to please, you know, a few thousand people. It's to get this thing out to the millions, to the masses. If you think that we deserve that, tell a friend. Tell them to download the show. I mean, it doesn't take, with the number of people that we have, if we do two iterations, we're reaching millions. Two iterations. All of you tell one person, and those people tell one person. And we're in the millions. It's not that far. Anyway, looking for all the help. So, look, this is going to shock a lot of folks out there, especially leftists, but Donald Trump is actually blacker than Barack Obama. Donald Trump is the real first black president, far more blacker than Obama. See, and I was thinking about this because I was thinking, when if you were to see Obama walking down the street before he became president, your first thought in your mind would be, that's a mulatto dude who's lived a, you know, relatively white life. I mean, he has. These are the facts. He grew up in Hawaii, raised by two white grandparents. That's not black. Not by black leftist definition. You know, I was raised, my mother died when I was a kid. My father was in San Quentin prison, and my black grandparents had to adopt me to keep me out of foster care. Now, that's getting raised Negro right there. You get what I'm saying? But Barack Obama didn't. Let me put it this way. If Barack Obama ran as a Republican, black leftists would have called that Negro an Uncle Tom more times than Kentucky Fried Chicken says, finger looking good. You know what I'm telling you? I'm not lying. And you know this. Many of you are going, you know what, Kevin, you're right. If Barack Obama had been a Republican, there would have been some excitement over him. Don't get it twisted. There would have been excitement. But black folks would not have been excited. Oh, white folks would have been, ooh, we got, and God forbid he had Trump's, stance on things. Oh, Lord. Yeah, he would have gotten some leftist Democrats to go, you know what, I know that he's a Republican, but he's black and I've got to go for the black man. Now, it's a lot easier for the Democrats because it's easier to go, oh, well, they got themselves a little Negro. He's a plantation Negro. He's not a free range Negro. We got to support him. And some of you did. You went over there and you supported him. But let me tell you, you were whatever you did, you were supporting a white dude. You bought into the no Negro with no Negro dialect BS. I'm not mad at you. You're shaking your head. All you people that voted for Obama, and you're out there on my show. I know you are. And you're going, Kevin's getting after me. Kevin, you need to stop. Look, not mad at you. I get it. It's silly, but I get it. It was stupid. But I get it, okay? You're good. We're good. We're good now. But what you have to understand is you were voting for the white dude that you thought was going to take his blackness and do some good with it. But what did Barack Obama do? He dropped Barry Satoro like a bad habit, and he played up Barack Obama.
Hey, like with my funny name. Yo, they're going to try to play games because I got this funny name. They're going to tell you, that he's a spy. You know, he's a dissident. He's not American. Barack Obama was telling you everything he was when he was making these claims about himself. And I don't know, I'm joking about him being a spy. But he was, everything he told you that you were going to attack, he already knew that's what he was. So Barack Obama suddenly became black. Barry Satoro became Barack Obama. It was a game. It was a play, an elaborate play. And as he was rising through the ranks, people noticed. Let me tell you, white folks, these white elitists, they see a guy like Barack Obama and they go, ooh, that's some money right there. We can make money off that guy. Hey, you want to know how I know? Because they tried it with me. Yeah. They saw the potential in me. This little kid with intellect, black kid that talked very proper, put the G's at the end of sentences, of things like things. Going, doing, being. I wasn't all, hey, y'all, blah, 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 did that, blah, blah. I didn't have that Negro dialect. Now, I talk just like my dad. I mean, I wasn't around my dad enough times to say grace over. And I talk just like him. If my dad were alive and doing this show, you could not tell the difference between me and him. None. That's how I talk. It is in my DNA. So that white folks saw that in me. The bad ones wanted me to become a radical. They wanted me to go to the classes and do. The good ones saw it in me and said, Kevin, you got something special. You can do something. And for the record, I'm much older, but I believe in my heart of hearts. I've said this every single morning I get up. I say, God, I know you got something bigger. And I'm doing okay. But I go to God. I know you have something bigger planned for me. Just reveal it.
keep giving me the signs and reveal it. Yeah, because I gave up a ton to be right here. If I sold you out, if I sold out you white folks out there, you conservatives, you Republicans, I would be filthy. I would be left. I would be Jay-Z rich and hanging out with him and be. And I would be like Kevin Hart on steroids if I chose to be that side. I'm not even exaggerating this one bit. If I did it today, I could be filthy rich within a year. So I know what the price is. So I didn't sell out, but Barack Obama did. And then he did something else. He stopped messing with dudes. Yeah, Barack Obama was bisexual. Look, Kevin, there's no proof of this. Yeah, there is. There's proof of it. People just didn't want to admit it, but it's not a big deal. I'm completely hetero, but Barack Obama was bisexual. Who cares? We live in a time where nobody, I don't care. It wouldn't have made one ounce of impact to me, but it would have made a lot of impact on black folks, even though a lot of them knew. They were, shh. It's like these rappers that don't want to tell you they're on the DL. Shh. I can't be a tough guy if I'm a bisexual or if I'm, homosexual. Can't be a tough guy. So anyway, he stopped messing with dudes. He got himself a soul sister. So he had Michelle Obama. I mean, that was when Michelle had nappy hair. She wasn't processing that hair. She wasn't looking, I don't think she's that cute anyway, but she wasn't looking anywhere close to what she is now. She was ethnic. And Barack Obama picked her up. So game on. Little Barry Satoru transforms into Barack Obama, gives up boys, goes strictly with girls, doesn't go with a white chick, supposedly had a white girlfriend, whatever, finds Michelle, soul sister, want to get with you. Give me that butt. Game on. He was officially black. So then Obama did the next step. Take on the black vernacular. Start speaking like black people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump is the real first black president. Oh boy, that drives leftists crazy when they hear something like that. Black people are starting to realize it, though. All the different policies of Trump. I'll get to that in a second. But Barack Obama, as I said, had to fake his way to blackness. Raised by two white grandparents in Hawaii. A white mom. He wasn't raised by his black daddy. I mean, what most kids are not. If they're a product of an interracial marriage, they're not raised by their black father. They're raised by their white mothers. So Barack Obama had to create this blackness. Hung out with Frank Marshall Davis, who gave him some supposed level of credibility. And then he dropped his name, Barry Satoru, and went with Barack Obama, became Islamicized, gave up boys, went strictly to Michelle, well, not strictly, but at least publicly, went strictly with Michelle Obama, a soul sister, and he was game on. You know, people then started to notice, oh, look at him, he got the soul sister? Got that funny name, Barack Obama? Man, that's intriguing.
And so then they started coddling him. I mean, the only part, they don't, this is not black life. Even with the transition, it's still not a black life. They coddled the guy. They started buying him houses. He sold out. This is what they accuse me of all the time, me and a sellout, me and the people like me, being sellouts. So now he's officially black. He could begin the ruse. But let's contrast that with Donald Trump. Donald Trump grew up rich, but you wouldn't know it. When you see Donald Trump, I've met Donald Trump twice. When you see Donald Trump, you don't see, you see a guy, if you know of him by reputation, you go, oh, he's a billionaire, whatever. But when you see him, you don't feel that. You just feel like, hey, he's a dude that's kind of confident about saying, hey, what's up, man? What's up, baby? I didn't greet him that way, but I could have. He says, hey, how are you doing? Good to see, good to meet you. You know, but it wasn't like he was some, which, by the way, I won't say who it is anymore. I called him out once before, but I met a conservative that's on TV that people didn't know was a conservative, and he was stuck up. Donald Trump is not stuck up in any way. Rich dude who doesn't know it. Ordinary guy, like the dude from the hood who never forgot where he was from. Donald Trump is that guy who says, yeah, man, he comes back to the neighborhood. He builds houses. He improves it. He lives there. He's like those Italian thugs, you know, that go, yeah, I'm going to stay in the neighborhood, you know, but he'll build a big house in the middle of an eyesore. Trump doesn't forget his roots, and what he did for a living makes him appreciate every worker at every level, because you cannot build a big building without people to find a piece of land, excavate the land, people driving big, heavy equipment, guys that leftist elitists overlook. They don't think those jobs are important, crane operators, etc. And Donald Trump knows, without these guys that know their craft, I can't do this. He was an everyday Joe because his craft required him to respect everybody in the food chain. Trump was seen about New York, always readily accessible. He represented what black folks wanted to be, a big baller. That's what they call it. Yeah, man, Trump is a big baller, dude. Woo, you know. He's the LeBron of business people, to put it in perspective. And they respect that. Rappers put Donald Trump in their lyrics. You've heard me talk about this dozens of times. He is probably the most rapped about white dude on the planet. They often appeared in pictures with him. The Snoop Dogg, who pretends that he hates Donald Trump, would salivate to be with Donald Trump. Lil Jon, who's, I don't know if he's ever said anything bad about Trump, but he's a rapper. He was on Celebrity Apprentice. That helped Lil Jon's career. Rappers needed Trump, but Obama needed rappers. Like when Obama saw his blackness slipping, he befriended Jay-Z and Beyonce. Obama needed the president and first lady of hip-hop to raise his street cred. You know that Negro was listening to the Carpenters in private and crying in Michelle's chest like he had just learned Barry Manilow didn't write the song, I write the songs. Yeah, he ain't fooling me. But Trump never asked for rappers to embrace him. He didn't go up to, hey guys, could you write about me in your lyrics or whatever? They just did it. Then and now. These little punks like Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and others still want to be in Trump's atmosphere. They won't admit it. Trump commanded respect. Barack Obama begged for it. Let me tell you, commanding respect, that's what black folks in the 1960s did. We commanded it. Martin Luther King didn't go out trying to be some. He said, you're going to respect me as a man. And he went about doing it. He had his way of doing it. Denzel Washington, he doesn't go out, you know, doing all the crap that some of these other people do. But let him walk into a place. And I'll put it to you this way. Denzel walks in, LeBron James walks in. Denzel's line is bigger. Denzel's audience is bigger than LeBron. Because LeBron, he's a little chirper. Donald Trump is amazing. Dun-dun. And Denzel Washington says, you know what? I'm just a human being who can act. You want to come on? I'm going to be in the Denzel line. I would venture to say most of you will be too. You don't have to beg for respect. You don't have to be a chirper. You don't have to be a negative nanny, a naysayer, whatever. You just go out and do your thing. Now, let me just say what Trump has done for his people. This would be black folks. The posthumous pardoning of Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight. Heavyweight boxing champ, not just heavyweight. Trump gave him a posthumous pardon. Why? Because he says Jack Johnson got railroaded by the system. Everybody talks about the institutional racism in the system. The institutional racism that faced Jack Johnson. Why didn't Obama do this? Why didn't Obama pardon Jack Johnson? Why? Oh, he hit his wife. The Me Too movement might get mad. You know what Donald Trump said? I don't care about the Me Too movement. I care about a bigger issue than that. The violation of a person's human rights by the system. We can fix individuals doing stuff. Nobody should put their hands on another person. That includes women, by the way. Or lie about it. But they do. Donald Trump freed Alice Johnson, a woman serving life for being a drug mule. Life in prison. Obama could have done this, but he was too busy hanging out with Richard Branson. Trump gave historically black colleges and universities more money than Obama and put funding in black communities. Actual funding, and created the most employed number of black people in history, and he's going to do it again for a second time after the lockdown. He promoted the first female Marine Corps general, a black woman. But his latest move was his best. He was the first president in history to declare a white supremacist group a terror group. Show me a man's legislation and I will show you his heart. I will show you his ethnicity. Donald Trump is black and Barack Obama is green. Green with envy, green on his energy policy, and green in the sense that he wants nothing but money. And the reason that America voted Trump in, regardless of Obama's fake blackness, is because Donald Trump is real. And he demonstrated it again when he trolled Barack Obama. Did you guys see that? Trump tweeted a satirical video that showed Obama's digitized head on another person, and that person was Dennis Haysbert, a video parody of the Allstate commercial. And Obama is, you know, his head is on Haysbert, and he's hanging out with some of his buddies watching a basketball game. And his friends are telling him, you know, the Haysbert in the real commercial to change the channel, but he changes it, and it's a commercial of himself. But in the spoof, it's a commercial of Biden talking about his hairy legs and how the black kids used to like to play with it. And then all the guys look over at Obama, and he puts his hands up like, eh! You know, because they're saying, how could you endorse this guy? Now, Trump didn't make the commercial. His team didn't make the commercial. Somebody like myself, it wasn't us, but somebody like us spoofed it and made the commercial. But it was genius. Because here's Donald Trump doing something. Not presidential, right? But funny. The thing that people do. What Trump showed by way of Twitter is he's got a sense of humor. And if you don't think black folks watch that video and laugh, then you're as demented as Joe Biden. But worse was what happened for Biden, because when they showed the legs being rubbed and all that, and what Biden actually said about black kids loving to watch the hair go up and down on his legs in the pool and rub it, they had to be asking, what the heck did this cracker say? Trump knows how to troll better than anybody. Trump essentially dared these guys to come out and shoot the dozens with him. Come out and respond to it. Come play my game. And they're not going to play. Because Donald Trump is saying, I'm black, and I'm here, I'm back. Come on, let's do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.